Hi, I'm Wendy.
I'm Lori.
And we are small business owners in Northwest Ohio. We thought we'd start a podcast. Welcome to
Hot Topics,
Cool Friends.
Well, welcome to Hot Topics and Cool Friends. And today we have
Ella Cole.
Ella's a jam. I'm so glad she's here. Hey, Ella, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, Lori.
Yes, Wendy.
Who?
Wasn't that the Prince song?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sidetrack. It was. You're right. So, I'm calling you Bella. I know it's Ella Cole, but is it okay? Because, you're Bella to me, so I'm going to just not. She's got, you can explain why later in the middle here of it. But, so, Bella, I've always wanted to know, like, how did this all start? What was the first memory of you thinking, I love singing, or I want to sing, or I want to perform? How old were you?
Well, I started voice lessons when I was 4, I think, with Gene Holden.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew any different. It was always singing and music. I grew up in a very musical household. And you know, my mom, she does all the bands and stuff. My dad was a musician, and I just never really knew any different. And as I grew up, it always just kind of stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with music and singing.
How old were you when you first wrote your first piece?
13.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to use, like, AI to write a paragraph now. I can't imagine writing my own song.
Oh, I know you do.
I know you do. Shh, don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Well, I have a little story that she started even younger than that, because she was on the dressing table, and she was, you know, cooing and what do you say, ooing and on? I know, anyway. And I was just like, oh my gosh, she's going to be a singer. She can sing. Because it was more than a little baby's, like, wah, wah. You know, it was just, I don't know. But anyway, I knew from the minute she was going to be a vocalist.
All right.
So if anyone else needs their fortune told.
Do you need to go visit all the babies and let everybody
know
that's
them,
a singer?
I'll know what they're going to be when they grow up. I'm
cool.
Just teasing.
So, all right. So fast forward just a little bit. So you're 4 years old. How long did you train with Gene Holden?
I think until I was maybe 15.
Wow. It's a long time.
So it was a long time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, consistently going when I was 15, but I'd go and see her sometimes to make sure I was doing what I was supposed to be doing when it came to singing and stuff.
Would you suggest that every singer anybody wants to be a vocalist should take lessons like that? It's like a coach.
Yeah, and, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom always told me you can learn from everyone.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good idea to get in lessons if it's something that you're, you know, really serious about, or even if you want to just do it for fun.
Mm-hmm. So then you're 13, 14. How was there ever a time, because those are rough years, I mean, for anybody, especially if you're kind of probably a lot of attention's put on you at school because you're the best singer and probably so talented, and people are like, oh, whatever. You know, kids can be rough. Was there ever a time where you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, or does it come and go?
For me, it comes and goes. Some people are like, oh, it's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like there's sometimes I get, especially with being a songwriter, when you have that writer's block and stuff, I just get into these like periods of time where I'm like, I can't, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But I always circle back to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's because that's what happens when you're natural at something. You can't not do it, I don't think. And you're so good. I don't think, well, at the end, we're going to play a song, right? We'll get back to that, but yeah, there's just, you've written so many pieces that to me are like, and you know, oh, it took me 30 minutes to write that. I'm like, it blows my mind. Yeah, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Bella, you know, you're Bella to me, but I know your stage name is Ella Cole. How did that all come about?
Well, originally it was Isabella Cole, and then there were too many Isabellas, too many Bellas, and they were like, what if we just did Ella? And that stuck. And now everyone kind of knows me as Ella Cole, but none of my students know what to call me. It's just like, I'm like, whatever you want. You can call me whatever.
They're both beautiful. So, Lori, what do you want to input about having this young lady live in your house and grow
oh,
up
no.
through.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And Lori, we don't have that much time.
Well, I do remember. No. Well, you know how mothers and daughters are.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know. And the daughters usually have the mouths. And I used to always say, you're lucky you can sing. Or I would rip that tongue right out of your mouth. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It's all out of love. All out of love.
Right. But I think she always wanted to be an entertainer and sing. I don't know. But she also is an entrepreneur as well.
Yes,
and
I am.
She started her own vocal studio. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So my mom actually was teaching voice under the direction of Jean Holden. And I would assist her in lessons and stuff. And I'm sorry, but all the kids liked me better.
They did.
And
you don't have to be sorry. They did. They really did. They would. I'd show up and answer the door, and their face would just like, you know, oh, you know. And I'm like, did you want Bella today? And they're like, no, it's okay. And you could tell they just wanted you as their teacher.
But I was playing out for a while, and I just kind of got burnt out, kind of like how we were talking. Mm-hmm. Just got in that period of time, and I was like, I want to switch it up, do something different. And so I kind of circled to teaching voice. And I was in theater also in high school, and so I wanted to find a way to kind of combine what I learned from Jean and my mom and what I learned from theater and out in New York and L.A. and all that kind of stuff. And I found a way, and I started Ella Cole's Vocal Studio under the direction of Jean Holden always. And, yeah, it's grown a lot, and I love doing it. I love being able to teach kids. I do some piano, too, and being able to just have the kids be themselves and sing, and it's a great thing to see. Yeah. When they're young like that.
You get to see the beginning and the how they've grown. Mm-hmm. It's probably huge. Can't imagine.
It's mm-hmm. awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you went. You just mentioned L.A. and New York. Tell us a little bit about how did you end up in L.A.?
Starbound talent agency in Toledo, here in Toledo with Wendy Davis. But we went to a convention called IMTA, International Modeling and Talent Association. And I got in front of judges and agents and all that kind of stuff and ended up working out in New Jersey for a bit and released two songs. And after that, I kind of went on my own. And here we are.
You're so modest and humble. I just love you. She won Singer-Songwriter of the Year.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, moms can brag, right? And she was also vocalist.
First runner up
for vocalist, and there was over maybe 6,000-7,000 people in the audience, and they asked one person out of all the people at the convention to close the event, and she was asked to close the event with a song, and I was just was so proud of her.
It was a really fun experience, and getting to meet, you know, agents and producers and see kind of how they work. Had meetings with Atlantic Records. Like, it was a huge learning experience. And being able to release two songs was also a huge learning experience because I wouldn't know what I know now, like to be able to do it on my own right now.
For sure. What was it like playing in front of 6,000 people?
It was much easier than playing out in front of one.
Really?
You know, yeah.
That's interesting.
It was fun because I had like me on the like the camera, you know, like at concerts when you
the
go.
Screen. On the Jumbotron.
That's cool.
So it was awesome. It was the first time I ever did anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've played to big crowds before, but they're kind of just in restaurants. Mm-hmm. So being able to play to that many or sing to that many people was a really fun experience, and I hope I get to do more of that one day.
Mm-hmm. You will. Mm-hmm. No worries.
Here's hoping.
You can't knock on wood. Chris will yell at us.
So you have a new single being released.
Yes, it's 2 years in the making now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And then I think we could play it for everybody.
Okay, so it's already released on all streaming platforms. It's called Joni. And I wrote it in 2022, and it's finally coming out. I'm really excited about it.
Perfect. Yeah, let's take a listen to it.
Why did you do this to me? Now you're acting so innocently. I know you know the truth. You know it's me you used. Do you think of me when she's singing Joni? Or do you try to forget that we ever met? Don't know why it hurts so bad, thinking about what we never had. Well, it could never be, 'cause you never loved me. I know that I hurt you, but you hurt me too. Did what everyone does, disappeared just because.
That was fabulous, but I'm not surprised.
Well, everything, thank you. Honestly, thank you.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a bit, little bit about what inspired the song?
I just call it a song like people loved and lost, mm-hmm. and I tend to write sad songs, yeah. and I like to tell stories with my songs, and so that's kind of just what it's about mm-hmm. there. And it's one of my favorite songs I ever wrote. And the music video is also my favorite, which you mentioned we shot at mm-hmm. Wildside, which was a really fun day. Really fun time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just an awesome experience being able to see that vision I had when I first wrote the song come to life. Was really, really cool.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming. Will you come back?
Yes.
Of course you drove with back. Mom.
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
But we want to know why.
Oh, gosh. Right?
Oh.
I know. Bella White, are you our cool friend?
Kind of have to be, right?
You're saying you're forced into it?
No. When you started working with my mom at the boutique and stuff, I was hesitant. I was uh-huh. like, who's this girl?
She didn't quite
and then
say
I just
it like
no,
that.
I didn't. But then I just like fell in love with you, and I just love you both very much, and you both mean a lot to me, so And I'm really cool and fun time.
You are. Oh, you know what? We got it. Can you tell everybody how we can find your music? Like what website and what social media?
YouTube, Ella Cole Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Ella Cole, Facebook, Ella Cole. Usually if you look up Ella Cole or Ella Cole Music, it'll pop up.
Or you can
and TikTok, Ella Cole with three E's.
And you can tell your Alexa, play Ella Cole.
Yes, you can. We,
or your Siri.
We do it like once a week. And we're like,
you can say, I remember when it came out, you could say, hey Siri, play Ella Cole if you don't want to talk. That was the first release. And it would come on and she would like say it like that. Now playing Ella Cole. And I was like, it was so cool. For joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends, I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer,
and Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.